We are struggling to get hold of our next guest, Santo Pue. Oh, I believe we do have her on the line. Okay, fantastic. Let's try and connect with her. Santo Pue's hair and body care journey started at the age of 8 when she attempted to braid her own hair after a gruesome experience with a hairdresser who plaited her hair too tight, making it unable to sleep for days. Years later, that experience, coupled with the frustrations of a hair market flooded with chemicaled products, motivated her to develop a natural hair and body care range, which she named Native Child. She joins us on the line now to tell us more about her journey. Santo, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us.
Morning for having me.
Great. We can hear you now. Tell us a little bit about your background and how it led to you starting your own hair care empire.
So for me, I feel like hair has always been part and parcel of the fabric of who Santo is. I've always loved my own hair. I was always the little kid that was doing all my cousins, my sisters, my mom, my great-grandmother. And really, I feel like the turning point or the catapult for me was learning to take care of my own hair, as you mentioned, at the tender age of 8. I said to my mom, never will anybody touch my hair again. And gracefully, she allowed me to look like an idiot at school. Because, of course, as a little girl, your lines are not straight, you know. But she gave me that freedom to just be. And I am, till today, I'm grateful to her for that. And then fast forward, my parents got divorced. I think I was around the age of somewhere between 10 and 11. Money was tight. And I just couldn't, because I was the eldest kid, you know, I understood when my mother said there isn't money, there just isn't money for this or for that. I didn't bother her too much. And so on weekends, I started earning some extra money by doing people like on the outside, meaning not family members. So that's where I guess my entrepreneurial sides kind of started, together with other things. I was taught myself how to sew. So I was sewing as a teenager from the age of 13. And you know, but I was still very academic and then confused. Obviously, I didn't know what to study because I felt like I'm split between academics and the creative side, which both were challenging and I both loved, and decided to then study quantity surveying at the advice of my maths teacher. So fast forward, got into that field, started, and then just realized, you know what? Even though I felt like I was breaking boundaries at the time, there was only 3 girls in the whole faculty, I still felt like I wasn't living my life's purpose. And I can't remember where I saw it or where I heard someone who had been successful say, just follow your passion, follow your dreams. So I then started to just do what I felt like came comfortable for me. And it's something that I've always loved was people's was doing hair, and having been frustrated with my own, I guess, hair journey, I probably have, I would say, the hardest hair to deal with. And that experience, you know, allowed me to experiment and to figure things out. I had a receding hairline. It was a mess. But after I figured my own sort of concoctions in my own kitchen, you know, I then decided, you know what, other women probably need this too. And that's how Native Child, the journey of Native Child started.
What an amazing and interesting journey you've had. And now you're a big international player with selling your products in Namibia, Swaziland, Botswana, Lesotho, as well as here in South Africa, of course. What are your plans for the future, Santo?
The world. I do feel like there's a place and a need for products like ours. My key focus, even from back then when nobody knew what I was talking about, was plant-based, vegan-based hair care, which, I mean, none of the big players were even paying attention to. And so I still feel like there's a huge opportunity to expand. You know, we get interest from all over the world. We get people visiting, buy the products, they go back, hey, how can we get the products here? You know, we have interests like in all the first world countries, you know, in UAE, in China. Interestingly enough, I guess people maybe have moved from here. And so for us, it's really to expand and be able to provide our products wherever our customer is sitting in the world.
I bet you the person that convinced you to leave quantity surveying and follow your dream into here didn't tell you that you'll never work as hard as you do when you work for yourself. And I speak from firsthand experience. No one can push us harder than we push
No.
ourselves. I'm sure you're a testament to that.
Oh, 100%. I was young. You know, when you're young, you think, oh, if I work for myself and I'm an entrepreneur, I can, you know,
Take
have
days
free
off.
time,
Go
take
to the
days off.
beach.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. You literally are working the whole day. And even when you're sleeping, the brain is still processing. I have to force myself to take a holiday at the end of the year. Otherwise, like, my brain is constantly processing and thinking of this and trying to see how we can better that and doing research on this and teaching myself this, because it's also an ever-learning process. You know, when you come into it, obviously you don't know everything. You have to learn as you go. And of course, as you learn, things are changing as well. So it's constant, I guess, growth. It's constant putting in the work. There is no off day, unfortunately.
Santo, aside from all your other successes, I understand that Native Childs launched a hair and beauty bar right at the waterfront. Tell us a little bit more about that, please.
Yes, that's actually very exciting for us. We got this opportunity to open up a salon here at the waterfront, which we obviously grab by both hands. We do already have three hair and beauty bars in Joburg, but we had not expanded outside of Johannesburg. So it's something we're very excited about. It's by Dock Road, where the, what is this, Apple, where the Apple store is. And so it's something still fairly new. We launched in December, but we are slowly, people are starting to realize that we are around. And so it's very exciting. We've always had support from Capetonians, and it feels really good to be here and to be able to provide this service.
And Santo, how does your product differ from other similar products on the market?
So I would say, first and foremost, we were basically one of the first, if not the first, brands to kind of spearhead this kind of, in terms of hair care. I feel like maybe skin products, you know, there have been a few players, but in terms of hair care, we're definitely at the forefront. And our products are designed in such a way that, like our body butters, our moisturizers can be used both on your body as well as your hair, which nobody else currently is doing, that I'm aware of. And so it is a vegan-based product. It's designed in such a way that it does not impact women's health. This has been an issue for years, now in the cosmetic industry, with ingredients that are used that end up impacting women's health over time, causing certain cancers like cervical cancer. And so there's now an actual direct link. And in fact, there are certain brands that are fighting some lawsuits internationally because of this. So it's something that I feel like women should have the opportunity to be able to choose for themselves. And maybe even change industry to say we expect more, we expect better from people who are providing these services to us. And so that's really the key difference in our products is the ingredients that we choose. We select them very carefully. And secondly, if you look at our price range, our products are affordable for the reason that we did not want to leave any woman, child, man, anybody behind, would say, oh man, I wish I could, but I can't afford it. So if you look at any of our competitors, the there's like a day and night difference in terms of price range. And it's not because of anything, I don't know. It's purely the re so we take a shorter profits, but with the hopes that the product can get
Volume.
to more hands. Yes, the product needs to, the whole point of doing it was not for us to be exclusive. It was so we can make these products available to masses, which unfortunately that is not the case if you look at what's sitting on shelves today.
Yeah, and great to know that you're not compromising on quality at all and still keeping your pricing accessible. And I'll just tell you that a producer, Amy, is just a massive fan of yours and a very, very happy customer. So
Oh.
so there you go. Just back to your personal journey, and your mum must be so proud of you now.
Oh, she is. She is. I know she doesn't have favorites, but I'm her favorite. No, I'm just kidding.
There's a message for you, Santo, on the WhatsApp line just saying, wow, love it. What a lovely story, proving that it is up to you. Insta page where we can read more, please, and we will go visit her beauty bar. I'm sure there are other listeners that would like to know more about your products, more about your journey, and more about where they can get their hands on your products. So why don't you share your social media and website details, as well as a little bit more about your stores? I know we've mentioned the one at the waterfront in Cape Town, but where else can people go?
Okay, so our website is nativechild.co, so www.nativechild.co. And as well as our Instagram is also nativechild.co and Facebook. And then Twitter, not too active there, but underscore also co, meaning company. And then, like we said, we have a salon on Dock Road. So as you enter the V&A waterfront area, we are right there on the left. And then we've got salons and beauty bars in Cresta Mall, which is in Joburg, Northgate Mall, as well as in Sandton City. So that's where you'll find us at the moment. And if really I do feel like you need to get to know more about basically the brand and what we offer, our products, our testimonials, please visit our socials. You'll be able to find everything that you need there. And then furthermore, if you have questions, we are obviously always answering DMs, but also you can send an email to info@nativechild.co. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. And we actually are always, we welcome any questions that any potential customers might have. Our range has recently expanded, into covering damaged hair, heat protector. So we just want to make sure that doesn't matter what need you have out there, we have a product to assist you with.
Such an inspiring interview, Santo, and I really wish we had more time. Perhaps we can schedule a part two sometime in the near future. But thanks for sharing your journey with us and all the best with the future. I think lots of our Cape Talk listeners will be paying a visit to Native Child. So thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.